So we're back at the live room, and again, it's the Rail Splitters who last time were here on the 14th of June 2015, and we interviewed Christine, who was the fiddle player, but now we're interviewing Joe, who's the fiddle player. Hello, Joe.
Hello, how are you doing?
We're doing very well. How are you? We've been on a very long tour.
We have, yes. I walked out of my front door on December 19th, 2017. And now what's today? February 17th, 2018. And so I flew and met the band in Australia. And so we spent about a month in Australia touring and playing at festivals and shows there. And then we headed to the UK. And we're coming up on 3 weeks here now. And that's what we've been up to.
And it's you don't have much time off in between. So do you actually see a lot of the places that you play at?
In Australia, we did, in fact. We had 4 days off at one point, and then played some more shows and had a week off. And so we all kind of had a chance to bounce around a little bit, spend some time on the beach, see some places. And in the UK, we've only had a couple of days off in Eyemouth, Scotland, and in Whitstable. But whenever we have even just a morning off, we try to get out and walk. And Lauren, Pete, and I went to the climbing gym this morning in the town we were in last night, whatever that was, which I've forgotten already.
Kendall.
Yes, we loved Kendall. And just did our best to see something in the few hours we had.
And we were very impressed with an aspect of a sound check that we had never seen in all the time we've been doing these interviews, and that was you warming up. You were doing superb kind of Tai Chi sort of exercises with a bit of humor in them.
Right, yeah. So I'm a big proponent of warm-ups being really your whole body. I think a lot of musicians warm up their hands, which is kind of impossible. And I did have tendonitis a couple of years ago, and there are a few musicians you can meet who haven't had some sort of playing injury. And so the more ridiculous, the better, I found. But just moving around, getting out of the van, and getting blood going, I think is a really important part of staying healthy on the road.
And there was also quite a lot of humor sparking from one side of the stage to the other between you and Jean-Luc, who's the bass player, who was also the other new member of the band who we haven't met before. You enjoy that bit of humor?
Yeah, and that's another important bit is it seems, you know, it can seem like a pretty adventurous job going around the world, but you can get into a rhythm that becomes routine in that you wake up, you do whatever, you drive, you get to a sound check, you sound check, you play your show, you load out, you go to bed, and you repeat. And so whatever you can do just to basically be a fool and connect outside of the music that you're playing, I think that's an important part of keeping a band moving on a tour as long as this one.
So tell us just how you came to join the Rail Splitters and how it's been in comparison with other stuff you've already done.
Coming up on 3 years now, I moved to Denver, Colorado, and connected with the acoustic music scene there, the bluegrass scene, the old-time scene, started meeting people, and met the Rail Splitters, who were in search of a fiddle player. And so I promptly learned both of their records and memorized those, and then went to a live show and recorded it and memorized all the new songs, and then went to a rehearsal, but I already knew all the songs, so that kind of made it a little bit easier. And it's been different in that, you know, any relationship can be different. This is a special group of people making music that we all connect with. So it's different in that it's unique because the people are.
Now, we have the first two CDs, but we have not seen or listened to Jump In, the third. Do you feature on that one?
I do, yes. And that's our latest record that came out this past fall.
Mm-hmm. So will it be stuff from that you're playing, or is there new stuff already emerging for the next?
A lot of the shows we've been playing are from that newest record. This is a tour of that record, essentially. And there are new things that have come up since then, as, you know, we play tunes backstage and decide that we need to start playing them. So, yeah, it'll be a mix for sure.
And do you actually write anything yourself or for yourself? Or do you do things individually?
Yeah, we all do. So we individually write for the band. Everybody does. And then there's music and art and interest outside of it. Dusty is a pilot, so he'll fly planes on his day off. He flew over the English Channel on our day off in Whitstable, overlooking the cliffs of Dover. Lauren's fascinated by marine biology, and Pete is a climber, and we all have our interests and musical interests too. Jean-Luc just recorded an album that he kind of basically produced more in the jazz world, and I'm fascinated by the music of Bjork, if you know her, and so I have a band that I'm trying to curate, basically playing her music in a new way with new arrangements.
You've got a long drive tomorrow down to Andover, which I gather is the last gig, and then you've got a bit of a break before you start performing again, at least from what it shows on the website. So what happens when you get home and in round Denver, Boulder, whatever?
Yeah, that's an exciting thing to think about. Yeah, just after tonight is one more show. And we'll all, you know, embrace being home in our own way. We have family there. Lauren and Pete have their dog Skippy, whom they will probably spend most of that time with. And there's a musical community there to connect with as well. There are friends in the bluegrass and outside of that community that I would love to sit down and play with, or not even play music, just hang out with. And one thing I think we all have in common is you try to do the things that you miss on the road. It's hard to cook for yourself, and we all love cooking simple things. I'm probably going to clean the floor in my kitchen because I don't get to do that, and it's going to be great.
Well, it won't get dirty if you're not there.
That's
so,
right.
So your first clean-up will be it'll be good. And are you thinking about another CD with Rail Splitters soon, or is that a while off yet?
Probably a while off yet, in that this one still feels new to us, and so many audiences haven't heard this music yet or gotten their hands on this CD, but I think it's important to just make music and make new music and write, and if you get to a point and you realize you have a bunch of new material, then I think, especially with a band that's been around and we have three records now, then would be a point to start conversations about a CD, but I think it can get contrived really quickly if you say, we're going to make a new CD, and you have five good songs.
Yeah.
Okay, now you need to come up with five more, and you can't force that. So,
I think we're also interested in the recording and producing process because it can make such a difference. So how did it go, you know, with producing Jump In, and you know, was that a good experience, and do you think that you'd use the same studio and people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was excellent, and we chose Mighty Fine Productions in Denver, and Kai Welsh produced this record for us. And those decisions, I think, were based a lot on the material we had, the music. And at this point, yeah, it would be great to work with Kai and with Mighty Fine. But that, too, I think needs to be a decision based on the music. If we decide that we all love thrash metal in the next 6 months, and then we're not going to use that. We'll use something different.
And one thing I'm fascinated by is the image on your website. And is that somewhere actually around Boulder? Is it a dam, or what is the structure that you're standing in front of so impressively?
Yeah, that was a really fun photo shoot in Boulder County, and it is exactly that. It's kind of like a dam and overflow area at a reservoir. And we got up at sunrise, and I think Jean-Luc and I sleepily drove up there, and we all met. And as the sun rose, we were taking those photos, and we're all really happy with how those came out.
Well, yeah, so 2015 when you were here last, so another 3 years, you think you'll be touring UK again, or sooner than that?
We hope so. Every time we come, it's a whole new set of experiences combined with, you know, memories of the last time. So, yeah, you never know where we're going to end up.
Well, you can see from the number of seats that are reserved here that the Rail Splitters are very popular. So maybe you may need a bigger venue.
Maybe. We've loved this whole tour. rooms have been full, whether they're tiny or larger rooms or bigger than this. That's been so meaningful to us, is just to have a room full of people excited to listen, hopefully tonight including.
Mm. Well, that thought repeats what Christine said last time, that the energy from the audience that keeps you going on tour.
Mm-hmm. Always, yeah. We like the music. We love playing music, but without a new set of faces to bounce it off, that's why we're doing it. We're doing it to connect and meet people sonically or personally.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Joe. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Thank you.